9 minutes before 9 o'clock now. In recent years, we've been talking a lot more about bullying, anxiety, substance abuse, and other issues faced by young people in our school system. But do schools have the resources that they need to deal with those issues? According to the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, the answer is no. The NLTA says a critical shortage of counselors and psychologists means that students often have nowhere to turn, and all children end up paying the price for it. Dean Ingram is president of the NLTA, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Dean.
And good morning to you.
How far behind are we when it comes to giving kids the help you feel they need?
Well, I think one thing we have to acknowledge, certainly, is that when you look at the Canadian Counselor and Psychologist Association recommendations for what the allocation of school counselors should be, they recommend a ratio of one school counselor for every 250 students, and they recommend similarly one education psychologist for every 500 students. In this province, where our ratios are exactly double that. I mean, the recommendation from the Canadian counselors, again, 250 and 500 respectively. In this province, our ratio of school counselors, one school counselor for every 500 students and one educational school psychologist for every 1,000 students. So there is a significant divide.
So 500 students for every counselor. And I'm thinking that that means that in some areas of the province, counselors have to do work among a number of different schools to make up for 500.
Absolutely. There's certainly a number of school counselors that have split assignments, certainly between schools and certainly other duties within their school. And one of the challenges with that is that if you look at a split school scenario, in fact, I was in a school system just yesterday where the school counselor is being shared or allocated between three schools, one of which is an hour away. There's two problems with that. One is the transit time between the schools, but secondary to that is that if the counselor is only in a school once every 3 days, once every 4 days, once every 5 days, the challenge is that students don't necessarily schedule their days where they need counseling services around the counselor's schedule.
Doesn't work like that, does it?
It absolutely does not.
So do teachers then and school principals end up dealing with some of these issues instead?
At times. The challenge is that teachers would do the very best they could under circumstances, and certainly school administrators as well. But I have to circle back to this point, is that not only are we our schools challenged in terms of having access to school counseling service to be proactive in these measures, we have to recognize that our allocation of school administrators within our system is also compromised as well. We know that the allocation of administrators was reduced a couple of years back, and that certainly had an impact. The ability for schools to be proactive rather than reactive is a direct function of the amount of time they had to actually implement proactive measures.
So what happens if a child needs help, but the guidance counselor doesn't happen to be at their school that day, or the guidance counselor is assigned to other duties and just doesn't have time to have one-on-one counseling appointments? How does that unfold then?
Well, it certainly would vary from school to school. But in essence, schools would try and do the best they can with what they have available. If the counselor happened to be in the building doing other duties, obviously that would mean that if it was a critical issue, they would obviously, the most critical needs, the counselor had to be pulled to do those duties for obvious reasons. But that also speaks to ripple effect as well. I mean, there's a number of things where we've had cuts in the system. Certainly, I can just simply reference the student assistant allocations as a point in term. We know that the student assistant allocations are not enough in our school system. As a result, that when student assists are in short supply and not there to the level that are needed, our instructional resource teachers sometimes had to have their duties reassigned to accommodate that. And of course, this ripples all the way up through the system. The demands being that at the end of the day, services to students are not being provided to the extent that maybe they should be or could be.
And when young people can't get easy or, you know, ready, available access to guidance counselors, how do all students feel the impact of that? How does it kind of trickle down and every child ends up paying the price?
Well, again, it's this hierarchy. As things cascade down to meet your needs in the school, at some point in time, as this cascades down through, services be denied, be it access to instructional resource to assist students in the classroom, be it the school administrator being utilized to deal with some of these issues as well. And there's a whole host of things. And I just want to draw back to it in terms of this is not something that I would suggest is a new concern. The association has been raising this for a number of years, as has our Special Interest Council, Newfoundland Labrador Counselor Psychology Association. Both of these groups, ourselves and our Special Interest Council, which is sort of part of the association, have made this case for a number of years. In fact, you can go back to 2007. some 10 years, and I will be honest, the number of demands in the school system now, life has become very stressed for everyone, stressed for students. We know that social media has certainly had an impact on student behavior, student self-esteem, and the list goes on. But back in 2007, government had a commission report entitled Education Our Future, a Roadmap to Innovation Excellence. I'd certainly invite you to look at that. Is recommendation 20 back then recommended an allocation of school counselors to 1 on 333, which is certainly an improvement over what you currently have. And that was over 10 years ago.
I think we've talked to at least one of your predecessors about this very issue, maybe more than one. So what can be done immediately, given that resources are stretched, given that we've got that ratio that you've talked about that isn't what the national recommended standard is? What can be done immediately? What could government do now to intervene?
I think one logical step would certainly be to entertain and strongly look at adjusting the allocation to move to at least the 2007 recommendation of 1 to 330, that will be a step in the right direction. I think the reality is that we know that the ability for schools to be proactive is certainly compromised by a reduced access service. And we know there's very little career counseling. We know that proactive counselors are similarly in short supply. And we know that many counselors do spend a significant portion of their day conducting assessments so students qualify for student support services. Is there a means to streamline the demands on our school counselors? Maybe there's some means to streamline that process of assessment. These are things I think could be looked at immediately. But at the end of the day, I think it's critically important that there be certainly an examination of the allocation of our school counselors and school psychologists within our system, plus, of course, other supplementary supports, other instructional supports in our system to make the system work for all students, especially those that have the highest level of need.
Dean,
you want to make this sort of one point if I could.
Yes.
I think the one thing we have to realize that the province has certainly invested a lot of time, and certainly we would know about the concerns with student mental health issues, youth mental health. If you want to effectively address student mental health issues, the most appropriate place to put those resources are where youth is, and that, of course, would be in our schools.
Dean, thanks so much for raising once again this very important issue.
Thank you so much.
That is Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Well, what do you think when you hear that the national standard for schools is that there would be one guidance counselor for every 250 children? Here in Newfoundland and Labrador, it's one for every 500. Well, what do you think of that? What do you think would be the solution? Obviously, given the restraint measures that government has in place in terms of trying to be very budget conscious in how it administers public funds, give us a call. Let us know. 1-800-777-0990 is the number to call for our talkback line. If you're calling from the Corner Brook calling area, call 637-1172.